The idea is very simple. When we do something, especially when we talk about a mitzvah, we have to check. Not everything that looks shining from the outside is shining from the inside. And when we go and promise promises, the same thing. We should check if we can keep the promises. It's very easy to promise. It's very easy to do a mitzvah of tzedakah. I did it. Didn't check, didn't know what's going on, where it's going. But that's not the way of doing it. There are people, I'm always happy when I know really somebody who needs to give, because this is the real mitzvah of tzedakah. But to give to somebody who asks, and I don't know who is and what is, give him 10 agorot, give him something, but giving him big money? Of course not. Definitely not. But that's not the issue. The issue is now, I'm standing in front of God. What do I promise God to do? How am I going to stand in front of God on Rosh Hashanah? What am I going to take on myself? So, of course, as we said, we need to know the income and the outcome of what we do. Because I can promise I'm going to every morning wake up at 4 o'clock and daven at 4 o'clock. Every day I'm going to give tzedakah 100 shekels. Every day I'm going to go to the old age home and help the people to do this and that. And every day I'm going to say the whole book of Tehillim. I can promise. But if I think for a minute what it's going to take from me, I understand that it's impossible to deliver. I cannot do this. Nevertheless, even if you can physically do it, if you do too much, after a very short period of time, you get tired of doing it.
And you give up.
And you give up. Oh, I have to do this, I have to do this. Okay, no, but leave me. But from the eye, if you take on yourself something small, something you can keep, then it's going to go on and on and on and lead you to other things. And that is what God wants us to do. God doesn't want big promises. He wants promises that you're going to keep. As we say, not promises in the dome, but promises in the metal. And it can be a small hole. But with this small hole, you go in to the new year. Because it's one of the gates. You don't have to go in all the gates. Even if you open, but really open one gate, you're in. You're in Rosh Hashanah.
I every year. I don't wait Rosh Hashanah. Every day I begin tomorrow. I do this and this and this. A little thing. Like to read a chapter from the Torah or something.
Yes.
And goes the day, and I do everything that
you talk on yourself.
The routine, you
yes,
know?
Yeah.
And I, it is night, and I didn't do what I promised for me. And I only promised
so
for
you know
me
what,
every
so you
day,
know what you do.
Everything.
You know what you do. If you took on yourself something small, so you forgot one day to do it, or you couldn't do it Monday, so the next day you do it double. But if you took on yourself something that is 2 minutes, no problem. But if you took on yourself something that is an whole hour, it's impossible to do it. And that's also one of the reasons that you take small things. Because small things, even if you missed one day, you can fix it. But you cannot go on without fixing it. That's the idea. Because God understands that sometimes something will happen and you couldn't do it that day. So what do? It's like the Dafayomi. People learn Dafayomi. Okay, I missed one day. But I have to learn it, because otherwise, how can I go on? I've got one page missing, one daf missing. So if I couldn't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. So in other words, if I take on myself things that are easy to do, so even if I miss it once, so the next day, I do twice, I do double. But if I take on myself something very big, so I waste my day, you know what's going to happen? Oh, never mind. Then next week I miss 2 days, and then the other week 3 days, and then, okay, leave it. And that's a good point. And now, talking about routine, it's also very good to think at what exactly, where am I going to put it? Why is it important? Because if you just say, okay, every day I'm going to do this. So he says, okay, not now, later. Later. And then later, you go to sleep and it's finished. So what do? He says, at 8 o'clock in the morning, that's what I'm going to do. Or between this and this, I'm going to do that. So when you put yourself, and that's, by the way, one of the things that God loves. We say, kviat itim la Torah, it's being called. Put a certain time, like this shiur. You put it on a certain time, you do it every week. You don't say, okay, next week I'll do it on Monday between 8 to 10. And the week later on Tuesday. And then on Sunday. And then on Saturday. Even if you do it, that's not exactly what God wants you to do.
Yes.
God prefers that you will have a schedule that God is in it. Think about it, it's a very big difference. I'll do when I have the time during the day between God at 10. In other words, God is the part of my schedule. It's not something I put in when I have time. So even if it's small, it's a part of the schedule. And that's exactly what God wants.
It's a good idea.
Yes. And if I put it first, that's Bikurim. That's exactly the B'Shat Bikurim. If I decide to do something good, and I said, you know what? I can take two birds in one go. I won't do it at 12 o'clock. I will do it when I start my day. So I have two things here. I have Bikurim and a good thing that I do anyway. The same way as sometimes as I go to the business, I try to do it, but I was not successful yet. And I ask my son, he says, every time when we open the business, we do a Dvar Torah. That's Mitzvat Bikurim. I'm not successful yet, but I'm trying.
It's not a big promise?
No, it is a big promise. That's what I'm saying. But you think it's not big. But then you realize that even, because you go to the business, and you know, when you come to the business, this and that and that, and you find yourself that, it's 12 o'clock already, didn't do anything. That's exactly the point. So I'm trying every time to find that it's going to be a small thing, that you really don't have to take a lot of time. Why? Because the idea of putting God in the schedule is more important than even doing something five times more, but with no schedule.
You cannot believe a guy that we knew in Kwarsaba, he came to help us to rent our apartment there when we rent this. And he is not a tea, he doesn't use a kippah. He said his brother is a tea, but he's not. But he has a business from, Metaver.
Yes.
In Kwarsaba, in a street there. He put a table there in front of the business. And every day at 1:30 comes a lot of guys from the shkuna there, from shops. And they study Torah.
Very nice.
And enclose the outside the shop. Yeah.
And this is even better because here he didn't do it only for himself, he did it for the klal.
Yeah.
When you put yourself with a klal, that's even greater.
And
that's
he's not Hashem. Dati.
So in this,
what is dati?
No.
What is dati and what is not
dati?
Okay, that's what you should say. Doesn't use the kippah. Dati, not dati, what is it, as we said? It's something from the outside. What does it mean from the inside? You can have a kippah on your head and you can be the not dati at all.
Yeah.
And you can be somebody without a kippah and be more dati than the others. Yes, you should wear a kippah. But that's not the way we test people. We should test people not the way they look, but the way they are really inside. That's not a shame. We should judge everybody with good eyes, as we said before.
This is,
and we should try and love everybody. But we are not stupid. And so, God knows it.
So, every year I promise Hashem that I don't will quarrel, I don't will shout, not to the people, but myself when I drive.
Yeah.
Because this guy, this and the other thing. This and
you see, this is a big thing.
This is the point, and I cannot.
You see what you should do. It's no problem if you take on yourself a few things. That's not a problem. But choose one of them that you're going to do. You understand what I mean? In other words, you can take on yourself, I'm going to try to be a better man, I'm going not to get angry on people, whatever. But between those things, you take on yourself something that you're definitely going to deliver. God knows who you are and what you are. In other words, if you promise promises and you have all the intention to keep them, it's nice, it's good. But you know, and I know, that not everything you can keep. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't promise. You should, whatever you can, to try, in order to make yourself better. But in those things, try and promise something that you can deliver. This will cover all the other things. And if you can deliver another thing, very good. Baruch Hashem. In other words, if you go one day on the road without getting angry, you achieve something. But we all know that you cannot go through the road every day, Alevai, Bezrat Hashem, without getting angry. Because people are driving him crazy. So, the idea is that among the things I'm doing, I should have something that I can deliver. In other words, when we want to come to Rosh Hashanah with our Bikurim, if we want to give the first thing to God, so we have to find something that we can make and go through it. Doesn't mean that that's the only thing we should do. That's not what I said. Chas v'sholom. That's not the idea. Okay, I decide one mitzvah I'm doing, all the others I'm not doing. That's definitely not. The idea is that I have to promise something that I can keep. And then, do whatever you can. Of course, why not?
The short is from Bikurim is not Bikurim.
No.
Bikurim is
Bechor. Like Bechor, what is the Bechor? The eldest, the firstborn.
Bechor.
Yes, Bikurim. The first one, the firstborn.
Shkoyer.
Shkoyer.